Mills Daily.
Another one?
Chris, are you ready to do your thing? Walkies?
Go on, pigs.
Easy. Radio.
One, turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the industrial revolution.
And for that, we can all be grateful.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and this is the Scott Mills Daily.
Whoa. Who's this imposter?
Imposter?
How dare you?
How very dare you?
Your name's not on this podcast.
Sorry.
But nor's mine, to be fair.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I've been getting away with it for quite a while.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Basically, we thought that we would just bung today's show up as a Scott Mills Daily podcast, just so that people still have their podcast.
And before you start going, well, Scott's not here, we think we had a decent show today, and nobody...
I like it. Back yourself. It's like, well, we weren't going to do it, but it was actually quite funny.
Yeah, we had a decent show today, and nobody's a bigger Scott Mills fan than me.
Yeah.
So we know how much of a fangirl I am, so...
It's fine. It's approved by Her Majesty.
Yeah.
Scott Mills himself. He knows that this is happening. So yeah, we thought we'd do the Scott Mills Daily podcast. Loads of funny stuff today. We brought back chomps. What else do we do, Jordan? God, it feels like we did a lot.
We did a thing called Mind Blown, which we're going to hear very soon, all about amazing facts.
Yep, we slow danced in this one.
We slow danced as well because our tune of the week reminds us of like a slow dance at your year 6, year 7, maybe year 8 school disco.
Yeah, and there's a very strong chance that Jordan is getting cracked onto by an older lady who lives above him. So it's a good podcast, this. Enjoy.
Oh, Chris, I'm still cringing.
Yeah, you've got the fear, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's the reality of, and I know you've talked about this before, about that horrible feeling you get when you've done something the night before, but this was 2 nights ago now.
Yeah, and I'm still, and it only just, I knew that yesterday when I was on it, I was like, I've got the fear, but I don't know why. And then last night, and this always happens with the fear, I was about to drop off to sleep. And it came to me, and I shot up like a bolt. I was like, oh, I know why I've got the fear.
Well, you were DJing for the Burnley players on Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
There was some sort of party.
Yeah, it was a really glamorous do. It was our captain Ben Mee's 30th, him and his wife's 30th joint birthday,
yeah,
and
he
asked me to DJ.
But you're a Burnley fan, so obviously you were very excited about this, and I can tell how the evening would have gone.
Yeah, and I was like, and I'd been on an all-dayer in Blackpool as well.
Well, there you go.
Right, so but I paced myself,
yeah,
and I got there and I was fine.
Paced yourself.
But during the set, I played the wrong version of a song.
Yeah, this is what I've heard.
And it went down like a fart in a lift.
Yeah. Also, I don't really understand how you've made this mistake, because it means that you somehow own this song.
I know, it's in my tracks. So I played a couple of the cheesy songs, and they do go down quite well, the cheesy songs, especially at like weddings and birthdays and stuff like that. And I thought I would play The Proclaimers, 500 Miles.
Of course.
Always a banger, yeah? Which sounds like this. Well,
yeah?
Yeah.
Which, do you know what? Right now might sound a tiny bit lame, but you know what it's like. Saturday night,
yeah.
You go for it, don't you?
Exactly. The thing is, I played the wrong Proclaimers. Yeah.
Now, this is the amazing bit. Press play on what you played.
And I would roll 500.
I played the Peter Kay, Brian Potter version. Now, you imagine a dance floor full of very glamorous people.
It's an incredible mistake. 500 miles. I would roll 500 miles. The Wags loved it, I assume?
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris Stark.
Yes.
First thing I did this morning, I rolled over, picked up my phone and seen your text message in the WhatsApp group.
This was the fact I sent you, right?
Oh, my days. I read your fact and I was just in bed for 10 minutes thinking about it.
It's proper deep, isn't it? Was your mind blown? Blown.
Do your mind blown. Hang on, I'll put this up. Do it. Go.
But mind blown.
My mind was well and truly blown.
Can I share the fact I sent Jordan this morning? It's deep. It gets everyone thinking. All right, you ready, everyone?
Yep.
There are more stars in the sky than grains of sand on Earth.
Mind blown. I was just thinking about that. I was like, what?
Deep, right?
I'd love to be one of those people that just knows really, like, amazing, cool, interesting facts. I've got a mate like this, and half the time you're like, where do you get that from? What do you read? What do you watch? Yeah.
More Richard Osmond or like one of those Victoria Corin Mitchell style people.
Yeah.
Stephen Fry, another one, great shout.
He knows nothing about everything, doesn't he?
I think there'll be loads of people listening right now that are good with these types of facts, can just reel them off. They're amazing. Maybe you could send them in to us and we can just rob them. But I was thinking what we could do on this show is just try and blow some minds all together. Like, really go for it. Like, not just one fact. We do, like, a load of them.
Yeah, we bat them off to each other.
Yeah. So if people can, like, give us the best one, I'm just imagining... Get ready. Minds blown. Everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the UK. We're just going to go for it. Like, bam, bam, bam. Fact, fact, fact.
81199. If you've got any... Oh, hang on. Mind blown. Your poof's better. Do yours. That's it. If you've got any mind blown facts, then get in touch. 81199.
Scott Mills.
We are getting so many texts.
Mate, so many. I mean, I'm ready to blow minds.
Right, should we do it?
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
Humans share 60% of their DNA with bananas.
Astronaut Buzz Aldrin was the first man to have a pee on the moon.
The world's oldest chewing gum is 5,000 years old.
Hunting unicorns is legal in Michigan.
Amazing. Scientists found nearly 1,500 new bacteria species in belly buttons.
Oh, the probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%.
Whoa, mind bloweth. Lobsters communicate with their bladders.
Female kangaroos have 3 vaginas.
Wow. Viagra can help plants stand up straighter and last longer.
Beer in Russia was considered a soft drink up until 2011.
Pigs can't look up at the sky.
Right now, you are travelling through space at about 66,000 miles per hour.
At some point in time, you will be the next person to sneeze on Earth.
Oh, my. Mind blown.
Mind blown.
Your nose can remember about 50,000 different smells.
Each day, our heart produces enough energy to drive a truck for 20 miles.
One sperm has... I can't do this, can I?
It's science, baby. Mind blown. More than 480 million people have played Monopoly.
It is impossible to lick your own elbow.
Monkeys can go bald in old age, just like humans. And one more, you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from more than 2 miles away.
Mind's blown!
Scott Mills.
Right, Chris, go on, what's happening? So much from last week.
Yeah, okay, we had someone called Greg on the show last week. Now, he was facing this huge dilemma. So he's just started seeing someone, but he's been invited to their gran's family birthday party and he wasn't sure whether he should go or not. He had all sorts of things to worry about.
Yeah, it's still early days, isn't it?
Exactly. Things like this. It's a bit family deep, this, isn't it? What you don't want to be doing is at the party, couple of drinks, you're flipping the gran over and going Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just the worry that I say I'd do the wrong thing.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Fit cousin, probably.
Probably fit cousin, yeah. I've got 2 left feet, so probably being something clumsy, tripping someone up.
Fit cousin.
True, though, it's a tricky situation, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just started seeing someone. I think it can feel like there's too much pressure meeting all the family so early on.
Definitely.
You'd have the fear.
Yeah, oh, you would. And especially if you don't even know where it's going with this girl. Like, are they serious?
Well, I think they've just started out. Anyway, yeah. The party was this weekend, so I thought we could find out whether he went or not.
Right, well, let's hope he didn't go Gangnam Style on the gram. Let's speak to Greg next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's quite a predicament, isn't it, that listener Greg's in, Scott?
Yeah.
Chris.
Oh, mate.
Sorry.
One of those. Happens all the time. No, it's a tricky one, this, isn't it? Because obviously you want to impress, you know, you're seeing a new girlfriend, boyfriend, and obviously you want to make a good impression on the family, but it's hard, it's early doors, you don't know whether you really want to go to the party and screw it up. And that was the predicament listener Greg was in, and we can speak to him now. So, Greg, how did it go at the party?
I didn't go.
Didn't go?
Yeah, I panicked, so...
He didn't panic, he bottled it.
Yeah, okay, officially, that's what friends have said. They've said, oh, you bottle it, but yeah.
Okay, well, mine and Scott's advice, and everyone listening at the time in the main was saying, well, look, just go along to the family party, just maybe don't have too much to drink, or, you know, don't try and be over-friendly with members of the family. You've decided to just not go. How did that play out?
So after I'd spoken to you on Thursday, I dropped her a message and asked if she still wanted me to go. And she said, yeah, that'd be good. And I said, yeah, okay, I'm going. And I got ready to go. As I was about to walk out the door, I thought, actually, oh, is this what I want to do? And you know, to add more confusion to it, she actually found out that I'd gone onto Radio 1 and spoke about it.
Oh, that is the problem with Radio 1. People do listen.
Yeah. So she found out and she said, have you just been on Radio 1? And I went, no, I haven't. I said, I've been at uni doing work. And
she went, you lie?
Yeah, she said, come on, you said your name as well. And I went, oh, yeah, I said, I did do. She said, ah. And then for a while, she didn't reply to my messages. And I thought, oh my gosh, have I ruined it completely?
It sounds like you changed your mind right at the last minute. Like you said, you was dressed, you was ready to go out. This wasn't something where the night before you was like, right, I'm not going.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go. And then, I don't know, something just happened. And apparently I've spoken to some friends and they said that there's a 10-day average before people meet the parents. And,
what?
And you know, let alone the extended family. Yeah, that's what I was told.
No, you see, what I do is I usually get them to meet my crazy family within the first couple of times so they know what they're getting themselves into. Yeah.
See, you
know what I mean?
See what you mean.
She said that. She said on one hand she wanted me to go, but she didn't want to scare me off. I think from my sort of things, it was just kind of like, I want to make a good impression and I want things to go well, so...
Well, hang on, you haven't done that though, because what you've done is very last minute, you've cancelled on going to the party, so she's told everyone that you're going, right? And really last minute,
yeah,
you've cancelled. That's a bad impression,
oh,
surely.
Oh, Greg, you've messed up here, son.
I know. Well, it makes it worse as well. But I rang her to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to come and I'm going to go. And I could hear her mum in the background saying, oh, you're coming. Oh, that's great. Or something like that. And I thought, oh, my gosh.
I've
unfortunately bottled it, which is... Which isn't great.
You've done two things. You've gone on Radio 1, which is absolutely fine. You know, it's good that you're honest. It's probably nice for her to hear you being honest, but then cancelling really last minute. It's like she must be wondering what on earth's going on.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I've got to be really careful what I
I'm staying out of this. This is nothing. This is to do with you and Scott. I'm not getting involved with this.
This is amazing. All right, Greg, what is the current situation then? Are you going to be seeing each other again, or is it all sort of finished? What's happening?
I think that's the plan. I think we definitely want to see each other again. I mean, I'm obviously busy with uni, but I still want to see her. See, now I'm just digging myself.
Four lectures a week. Wow, really?
No, I'm just dedicated to my course. If my tutors are listening,
Greg, the very best thing you could do is Radio 1 is yours for the next 5 seconds or so. Just say something lovely.
Thank you for being lovely, and whatever happens, I hope it all ends well. And I mean, all
brilliant.
Goes well, not end. No, yeah.
Oh God!
Brilliant. Well done, Greg. Seize the moment.
You're like a bull in a china shop.
Oh yeah.
Thing is, I was really looking forward to hearing from you and about the ways you would have disgraced yourself at the party, because so many people have been in this situation.
Yeah.
Family parties, it's hard, there's a lot of pressure. There's so many stories, so many other people out there right now listening to this that I'm sure have ruined it with the family that can make you feel better, Greg.
I got thrown out of a ground floor window once. That was bad.
Right, well, we need to talk about this soon.
At a family party, but anyway.
Scott Mills.
I want to hear about your story about what happened. You got thrown through a window.
Well, yeah, just relating to what Greg said, it all happens at family parties. That's why he didn't want to go for his new girl that he's seeing.
It's true. Family parties, they can kick off, can't they?
Yeah, especially when your family's from Burnley. So I say it was a family party. It was my grandma's funeral and we were all having a lovely time. We had a karaoke there and one of my cousins...
You had karaoke at your... Sorry, at who? Your gran's funeral?
Yeah, yeah. Because she used to go in this pub in Berlin. So we had...
So was it pre-arranged with karaoke?
Yeah.
As in on like the order of service, it said, you know, funeral here, a drink afterwards, and karaoke.
Yeah, so basically the plan was we're going to go to the pub. Oh, what were it called? The pub? Now it's going to bug me. Anyway, we're going to go to the pub. The Vic. And we're going to go there and have a few drinks and karaoke after. Anyway, so my cousin...
You can't just say anyway. Like, things do escalate with funerals because sometimes it can turn into a bit of a party.
Yeah.
The idea that you pre-book karaoke for it is a new one.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Right, okay. I didn't think it would be. But yeah, anyway...
So how'd you end up through a window?
We were there. My cousin had gone on the karaoke, but he was a bit worse for wear, so he got taken home. And as he was being put in a taxi by my uncle, I leant out the window, did a few gestures like, "Wee, gotta go home, lightweight, wee." And then my auntie was annoyed with this, so she just picked me up and threw me out the window.
Harsh.
Yeah, very.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, ask me anything time. So, Jordan, we do this every week.
Yep.
Someone comes on. We don't know who that's going to be. It's just a nice surprise for us both and everyone listening. And then we all get to ask them anything. We've had all sorts of characters on this. We had Joe Gomez last week. But also, we've had some quite special and quirky people, including this lady who actually invented Jenga. Do you think there'll ever be a Jenga movie?
That's good, like Lego.
I don't know. I shall ask Hasbro.
Hasbro's my favourite.
I'm going to ask Hasbro, darling.
Yeah, that's so much. That's so money. It's amazing.
It's so good. Oh.
Well, yeah, look, if you do make a movie, can you give us a role as a couple of blocks in it?
I'd love that. Yeah!
So good. We also had a man that's a professional snail racer. But, you know, like many sports, there's also a dark side. Is there much doping in the sport?
No, we cleaned that out years ago. We were really lucky. We cleaned that out years ago. We're drug-free. We still have vets on around because, I mean, you just need a little bit of specialist help now and again because sometimes you get some broken cells. But, no, we used to do random slime sampling. And
good, right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right then, so we're going to do this, Chris.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, what's it called again?
Ask Me Anything.
Ask Me Anything, right. I have heard it, right. Ask Me Anything.
So good. Ready?
Yeah. Okay. Hello, mystery caller. What's your name and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Amanda Foster and I'm a stunt double. Ask Me Anything.
Wow, ooh. Stunt double. Wow. Okay, well, where to start? So many questions. I guess the first obvious question would be, what films have you been in? I take it's films you've been in.
Oh, where do I start? Okay, so we've got Bonds, Star Wars, Harry Potter. Oh,
so you're the real business.
Yeah, Fast and Furious, Transformers, Exodus, Red 2,
what?
Loads.
You must be minted.
That leads me on to my next question. Amanda, who's the most famous person you've actually doubled for?
Beyoncé, Halle Berry, Whoopi Goldberg, Letitia Wright,
Naomi
Harris.
Talk to us about Beyoncé. What about Beyoncé? What was that for then?
Beyoncé, that was for a Pepsi commercial with Beyoncé, Jennifer Lopez and David Beckham, and it was a really cool one.
What did you have to do? Slap David Beckham up or something? Like, what was it?
No, David had a nice, easy little bit, just looking pretty and nice.
Amanda, I'm just going through your IMDb here, right? Loads of films. There's obviously loads of Bond films and Fast and Furious, as you said, big films. Red 2, Harry Potter, of course. Every actor has Harry Potter. But I scroll down, right, and then I see Coronation Street.
Yes. So I've done like two Corries. So obviously I doubled Shobhna Gulati when the Rovers burnt down and she falls down these metal grated staircase.
I remember
that. The argument. Yes, well, that was me. And then when Natalie Gummidge got married and she was in the wedding dress at the top of the stairs in the long purple wedding gown,
she had a little tumble down
the stairs as well.
How do you practice the stairs thing? Because ultimately you are actually just falling down the stairs, aren't you? What's the tricks of the trade here?
Yeah, I practiced it. I mean, when I was training and everything, I'd take my friend Sandra and she'd come with me and we would go up to, was it Battersea Park? They had these concrete stairs and I'd just throw myself down a couple of times and people would be looking at me and she's like, you know, you're crazy, what's wrong with you? It's like, no, I have to do this, you know, so I'm just kind of throwing myself down these stairs. It's like, can't do that, gotta do that, gotta tuck that in, gotta do that, and then kind of, you know, that's it.
Figure it out. All right, how about this, because you said that you've done so much, right? What I thought we could do is just say a few films or TV shows and you can just say in one line what it is you did, you know, like throw myself downstairs.
Right, okay.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Death Eater and Parent.
Oh. What about Red 2? What did you do with Red 2? It's a good film. Now.
I got shot in the head in the office.
Johnny English.
Johnny English, I doubled Natalie Imbruglia on a motorbike.
Pokemon.
We were getting thrown over barriers and falling over barriers and... you know, just lots of falling over, really.
And then there's the classic. Something always goes wrong on this show. Holby City.
Holby City. Oh, my goodness. I've probably done about 7 or 8 Holby Cities, so I couldn't tell you. I think I've fallen down concrete stairs, in a hospital gown, thrown through a window, fallen out the back of an ambulance. So many different things. Yeah.
What is the maddest scene you've been involved in, do you reckon?
I nearly drowned, funnily enough, on a kids programme. Yeah, I doubled this actress that was larger than I was, and they put me in a sponge suit. And this huge thing just collected all the water, and I was swimming in the same spot, it felt like, for about half an hour. Sometimes I do have to say to myself, what's wrong with you? Get a proper job. Why are you doing this? But I love it.
Well, it's fascinating. I'm not sure I've got any more questions.
No, I think we should leave you to it, Amanda. That was amazing. Thank you very much for speaking to us. And stay safe.
I will. Thank you, boys.
Scott Mills.
So we're doing a special slow dance, first dance themed bangers.
Yeah, it's almost like we're going back to that first school disco, that first dance that you did. That's going to be the theme for bangers today.
Okay. What have you got for us, then?
Should we say hi to Danny first?
Yeah, yeah,
hello, sorry. Danny.
Hello.
Danny, you're going to choose between me and Jordan today.
Yeah, I'll take them on.
Good.
Do you remember your first dance in year 7, year 8, Danny?
Oh, yeah, well, it was.
Yeah, it's always that moment where purposely, like you said, the boys are at one end of the room, the girls are at other,
yeah,
and the DJ would play.
And you got to think about the sweets and the drinks that are on offer there. You've got your Panda Pops on a stool being ran by a parent.
You'd go up to someone you fancy and be like, can I get you a one bar? Do you want some refreshing?
Do you want a chomp? Okay. All right, Danny. So me against Jordan on bangers, who do you normally choose out of me or Scott? Are you normally a Scott person or me?
Always you, Chris. Scott's a dinosaur.
Okay. Ooh.
Fighting talk.
All right. Well, shall we crack on with bangers? Ready, Jordan?
Yeah, get on.
Okay. All right. So taking you back, year 6, year 7, year 8 kind of time. School disco.
Oh, Jesus.
You're there, awkwardly dancing, hands on shoulders, to S Club 7, Never Had a Dream Come True.
I like it.
Okay, well, just hold your horses there, Danny.
Better at Jordan, come on.
My head's spinning. This is beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you called me better than myself.
Bit of All Saints, Never Ever. So, what are you saying? What do you think?
I'm looking at the boys on site and they're all saying All Saints. So it's you, Jordan.
All Saints.
Yes.
Oh, nice one, Jordan.
Nice one.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so.
If you've got a group chat about reality TV,
let's face it, who doesn't?
Then this show is for you.
I'm Raj.
I'm Pillar.
And our podcast is called The Reality Tea.
We're going to bring you all the freshest tea from the hottest shows.
Your favourite reality stars are going to be dropping in and giving us the goss direct.
Yes.
So whether you're into The Kardashians,
Love Island,
Made in Chelsea,
RuPaul's Drag Race,
or even TOWIE,
we got you covered, boo.
Make sure you join us for Radio 1's The Reality Tea.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Don't hate, appreciate.
Most people saying I've nailed it there, Chris, with my choice in bangers
Classic
today.
Classic fade at the end there as
Really nice fade. And you know, we were talking about, like, first dancers and slow dancers at disco.
Yeah.
Chelsea says, Jordan, Chris, my teachers used to go and stick a ruler between the two of you dancing.
No.
Oh, my, no, seriously.
I can't even imagine how awkward that must be. What's the distance? Like...
30 centimetres.
It'd be one of those school rulers as well, won't it? The 30 centimetre ones. Yeah. No, not allowed.
No.
At all times, you must be 30 centimetres apart. And although, the one thing I will say for that is it means then if you are awkwardly dancing with hands on shoulders, both of you, you probably can make the gap.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you'd have to really stretch out, but you can make the gap.
Yeah,
that's
true. You wouldn't be snugging after that, would you?
Oh, memories. Anyway, the reason why I thought we could sort of slow things down, it reminded me of school disco, was our tune of the week this
week
is by the brilliant, 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 brilliant JC Stewart. And this song is kind of slow. It kind of feels like it could be one of those styles of songs that you could dance to at your first school disco. With, who was it you said?
Who was it now? It was...
I love hearing old school people's full names.
Becky Walters. Becky Walters. Yeah.
Was it Becky Walters?
I've gone blank now.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And anyway, what I thought we could do with this one is give the song a listen. And if you fancy it, if you're listening in an office right now or wherever you're listening, doesn't matter if you fancy them or not, just do a little dance. Hands on shoulders.
Yeah.
And we can do it here in the studio, Jordan.
Yeah.
And we can just sway along to the brilliant JC Stewart.
Okay, it's our tune of the week. This is Pick Up Your Phone. Go and get your friend if you're at work or wherever, like Chris said, and just have a little first dance.
Am I looking for a light that's... It's just not on, it's just not there. I am a looking for a love, but in the arms of someone who don't care. If we're better off alone, why do you pick up your phone? Why do you pick up your phone?
Our tune of the week is from JC Stewart, a Northern Irish singer-songwriter. And that was Pick Up Your Phone.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's so talented, this guy. Could be huge.
I'm looking forward to playing that every day this week, and hopefully we can get more people to do their slow dance.
Yeah, should we make that a moment every day? Me and you just dance, slow
and then
dance.
Hopefully by Thursday we might snog.
Yeah.
Jordan North, BBC Radio 1. Chris.
Yes, mate.
Need your advice on something today.
Okay.
There's a lovely lady who lives above me in my flat.
Right.
And she's called Deborah. She's really nice, and we're very neighbourly. We get chatting a lot. The best way I can describe Deborah is she's a bit older, okay?
Mm.
She's very glamorous.
Okay.
I imagine if she was going on a night out, she'd wear those long silk gloves and a pearl necklace.
Right.
And if she smoked, she'd probably smoke using a cigarette holder.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sort of imagining a kind of Cruella de Vil style character at the moment.
Yeah, but she's not nasty like Cruella de Vil. She's really nice.
Okay.
And over the months that I've lived there, we've chatted away. In fact... A few months ago, this was really nice. Do you remember when the moon turned red or something?
Mm.
And she knocked on my door and said, why don't we go and watch the moon? And we had a glass of wine and watched. I think, I can't remember what it was. It was like, it was an eclipse, but it wasn't an eclipse. And then we got chatting a few weeks ago in the sauna in our gym, because we go to the same gym together.
What's going on? Where's the sauna?
In the gym. So sometimes I see her in there.
Near your place?
Well, yeah, but because you can't see in the sauna. It weren't the sauna, it was the steam room, actually. Because you can't see, I heard her. She went, is that you, darling?
Wow.
And I was like, oh, Deb, sire. And then last week, as I was getting home from work, she was in the lobby and we were chatting away. And she said, oh, you'll have to come round for dinner next week. Mm. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. It'd be good to do that. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then I told my mum about it. And she was like, does this not sound a bit weird to you? Is this a bit dodgy? And my mum's planted the seed in my head. So I just wanted, like, your thoughts on
it. Right, I see where you're going with this. Are you asking me, does the lady who lives above you fancy you a little bit?
Yeah.
And has been trying it on with you on the sly?
If I go around for dinner, does she think that maybe that's...
Yeah, it could be the start of something amazing. But the thing is, mate, now that this seed has been planted, I'm concerned that if this doesn't happen and you're expecting the situation, you're going to sort of will it along a little bit anyway and make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, no.
Because when you go in for the kiss, what's going to happen?
I will not be going in for any kisses.
I don't know. What's this Debbie like?
And I know she's nice. She's really glamorous, very posh. She did touch my hand, stroke my hand on the banister.
Well, that's definitely a sign.
Is it?
What else has she been saying? Does she text you?
No, we ain't
got... Oh, Jordan, come over!
She don't speak like that. She's very posh, darling.
Oh, really?
Very glamorous.
I'm struggling to imagine her.
When she talks, she, like, stretches out her words.
And how old is she, roughly, do you think?
In case she's listening, late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, wow. So you think this might be a sort of cougar situation?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was two neighbours being friendly and now we're going to go round for tea.
Yeah. Well, my gut instinct is there is something more to this, but I'm not sure what questions to ask you to kind of get to the bottom of it.
Should I go or not, basically?
Is that what you want to know here? Should you go round or not? What do you want to do, Jordan?
I don't know. I like the idea of a free meal, but I don't want to...
You're worried about pudding?
Scott Mills.
Chris, texting in and messaging us about Debs.
Debs. Dirty Debs, as some people seem to be calling her now.
She's not Dirty Debs. She's called Deborah, and she's a really nice, glamorous lady. Yeah, I've been invited to my neighbour's apartment for dinner, and I'm starting to think that it's not all above board.
Well, she's been touching you on the banister, on the sort of your hands met on the banister.
She didn't touch me on the banister. She just touched my hand.
It could just be a neighbour thing, this, but there does seem to be a very small chance that she is trying it on with you. Maybe. Just because of the odd little flirty thing that's happened, these odd little moments that maybe just are a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Definitely.
I'm just imagining, though, you go round, and let's just say everything is totally innocent, how that conversation's going to play out, because you will have it in your head now, won't you?
Yeah. Yeah. So, look how my voice is going,
I know,
as well.
You're nervous. I feel like we should almost role play this out, perhaps. Okay. I'm happy to take on Dirty Debs.
Stop calling her that. It's just Deborah.
But what shall I be? So tell me what I need to be. Someone slightly well-spoken, right?
Yeah, she's really well-spoken.
She's a little bit older.
Glamorous.
Is she more like this than oh, Jordan?
Yeah, she's more...
Come round.
I don't know what to say.
Come round and come and have some of me.
Paint my walls.
Yeah, she's more posh.
Okay. So, yeah, imagine I've got some silk gloves on. There they are. And I just arrive at the door, right? You knock on the door. Is it a bell? It'll be a bell situation, won't it? Like an old posh bell.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. And then I open the door and all you see is a leg at first. And you look down and slowly your eyes move up my body. And there I am in a nightie and gloves.
Oh, Jordan, what are you doing here?
Oh, hiya, Deborah. I thought tonight was the night we were having tea or dinner, as you say.
Yes, come in.
At that point, I'm going to open the door. You're going to come in.
Go and make yourself comfortable.
Okay, yeah, I'll just... do you want me to take my shoes off?
Yeah, shoes off, right, and then onto the sofa you go.
Go and sit down on the sofa, young Jordan.
Oh, thank you. Do you want me to take my shoes off?
Shoes off. Socks off.
You never say socks off at the door, do you?
No.
But it would kind of help that situation along a bit, because there might be that awkward moment.
Well, you've got one on, one off. We've all been there.
I'm imagining now, I'm going to move over to... I'm just going to put a bit of music on. I go over and there's like a nice sort of vinyl player, okay? Put on a bit of music. This is what I'm imagining is playing.
You wait right there, young Jordan. I'm going to slip into something a bit more comfortable.
Even though I guess I'm already in a nighty, so I don't know how it escalates from there.
Okay, Deborah, no worries.
Yeah. And then you can hear me mixing a drink over in the corner, something with ice in, you know, just giving it a good old shake.
What you making there, Deborah?
It's a
martini.
It's a martini, Jordan. Do you want one?
Yeah, please.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
That's lovely. What are we having for tea tonight?
Yeah, you see, it's weird.
It's getting weird.
Yeah, and then the curveball situation I think will happen is the only reason she wants to get you round is to do something for her. So it'll be like unblocking the sink. And that's the problem that you'll have. You won't know whether it's an innuendo or a euphemism, or actually she just thought that you could maybe help out around the house a little bit.
Jordan, would you like to unblock my sink?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually getting really worried now. Can you come along and be like my chaperone?
I like to imagine that even if this does happen, right, and you go over to her place, that you're going to be thinking of me and my voice when you look at her.
God.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Chris, we're getting so many texts and tweets and people ringing about Deborah, my neighbour.
Yeah, well, most people saying you should go for dinner.
Yeah.
I am happy to go along, but I think it's a bit weird if I'm sat in the corner watching.
Natasha says, do it, Jordan, it'll change your life. Someone else, a lot of people saying this, you two do realise the nation can hear you. Is Deborah not listening? No, she's a Radio 4 listener. She listens to Pop Quiz on Radio 2.
Okay.
She told me she don't listen. I told her I was a Radio 1 DJ to try and impress
you. You said that, did you?
What? Yeah, like, we're mates. She asked me what I did.
I'm a Radio 1 DJ, yeah, Debs.
No, now you've said it. Oh, God. Hello, who's that on the phone for us?
Hiya, my name's Tash. I'm from Peterborough.
Tash, what are you saying then about Deborah?
Well, I listen to Radio you on throughout my day. I'm a gardener, so I've got you in my headphones. And I heard the comment about the school ruler at the school dance, and I just said, well, if you go for a dinner with Dirty Dev, you've got to take a ruler with you. Yes. Just make sure.
Yeah. So earlier we were talking about first dancers, and someone texted in saying their first dance at school, they had to have a ruler. And yeah, that's not a bad shout, actually. So if I go around with a 30-centimetre ruler...
30 centimetres, Dirty Deb.
Oh, God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Jordan and Chris. I'm in for Scott today. And
it's good, man. We're still on.
Yeah.
I mean, loads of people messaging in saying, whose idea was this? I think it's all fine.
Yeah, it's going all right, isn't it? You know, we're playing
Dirty
this
Deb
sounds.
Stuff was fine, oh, I think.
Don't stop calling her Dirty Deb, for God's sake. Gaz in Chester, hello.
Hello,
I love. Oh, I love.
If I honestly, I love. That yeah. is the bane of my life now.
Well, it was your okay. idea, wasn't it?
My own fault for kicking the backside out of the Whitney Houston I love thing, but literally people just shout at me now, I love! So you have to pretend it's funny. Gaz, what can I do you for?
I was listening to the facts before and really enjoyed it, so I thought I'd send my own fact in.
Oh, so earlier in the show we did a thing called Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, mind blown. So we were just giving some random facts. Go on, Gaz, you've got one for us.
Yeah, if all the kangaroos that reside in Australia invaded Uruguay, each Uruguayan would have to fight off 13 kangaroos to survive.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Mind blown.
Blown. Yeah. Wow. Where did you hear that, Gaz?
I read it on social media and I found it so interesting that I had to go and fact check it, and it's absolutely true.
Yeah, maybe we do this again this week because I feel like minds are getting blown, you know. It's maybe something we could do tomorrow. Would you be up for that, Gaz?
Yeah, I'd well up for that. I'd love listening to that.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Right. I'll tell you what. Let's put that in the schedule for tomorrow. We will do more.
Mind blown.
Scott Mills.
Well, there we go. If you enjoyed today's Scott Mills Daily with Jordan North and Chris Stark, then thank you. If you didn't enjoy that, you've probably just switched off anyway. So, well, thank you.
I'm yours.
We're going to be back tomorrow on BBC Radio 1 from 1 o'clock.